Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to another episode of Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Like you're juggling a million things, deadlines are looming, and your mind feels like it's running on overdrive? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. In those stressful moments, prioritizing your mental health isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about equipping yourself with the tools to not just survive, but actually thrive, even when things get crazy. Today, we're diving deep into how to make mental wellness a priority during those high-pressure times. Because let's face it, life is full of them. Think of this episode as your personal survival guide for staying grounded and mentally resilient, no matter what chaos the world throws your way. Okay, so let's get real. Ever felt like you were running on empty? Like that little voice inside was screaming, "I need a break." Ignoring those signs is like trying to run a car on fumes. Eventually, something's gonna give. That's why the first rule of the game is recognizing when you're hitting your limit. Pay attention to those subtle cues. Feeling constantly drained, having trouble concentrating, or finding yourself snapping at people more than usual. These are red flags that it's time to hit the mental health reset button. Next up, we gotta talk about boundaries. You know those invisible lines you draw around your energy and time? It's all about saying no to things that drain you and yes to activities that recharge your batteries. Think of it like this. You wouldn't pour water into a cracked container, it just spills out. Protect your mental space by setting boundaries with work, social commitments, and even those pesky notifications that keep popping up on your phone. Speaking of recharging, let's get to the good stuff, self-care rituals. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about intentionally carving out time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think. A brisk walk in nature, listening to your favorite tunes, reading a captivating book, or even just taking a few deep breaths and focusing on the present moment. Find what works for you and make it non-negotiable. Okay, here's a practical tip that can really help: practice mindfulness. Ever heard of those apps that guide you through meditation sessions? They're pretty cool, but even without an app, mindfulness is about being fully present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the mental pause button amidst the chaos and simply observing your internal landscape. And finally, remember that you are not alone in this journey. Lean on your support system, friends, family, a therapist, whoever brings you comfort and understanding. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're not facing everything by yourself. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, right? Super driven, always striving for perfection, juggling a demanding career with her social life. One day, she realizes she's constantly feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and exhausted. She knows she needs to make a change, so she starts small, taking 15-minute walks during lunch breaks, practicing mindful breathing exercises before bed, and setting boundaries by saying no to extra commitments. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel the difference. Her energy levels increase, her focus sharpens, and she even finds herself enjoying life more. So, remember this. Prioritizing your mental health isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It's about investing in yourself, building resilience, and showing up as your best self in every aspect of life. Let's recap. Recognize your limits, set boundaries, practice self-care rituals, cultivate mindfulness, and never hesitate to reach out for support. Remember, you deserve to thrive. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to prioritize your mental well-being? Share it in the comments below or on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Don't forget to subscribe and join me tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and practical tips to help you navigate life's ups and downs with confidence and grace. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.